Apparently at the Board of Governors meeting, the owners, both according to David Stern and other owners, they just were not convinced that their plan is a viable one for Los Angeles, or that it's for Anaheim, or that it's really complete enough to kind of rubber stamp and say, go ahead and apply for this, we'll investigate it, and it looks like it's going to happen. So the fact that they extended that deadline, this is for a second time now, you know, just tells you they're not sold on the on what is going to be an application. So now there's a couple weeks here where the league is going to take a look at both situations, situation with the Leafs moving to Anaheim and also remaining in Sacramento. Now this got further complicated when Kevin Johnson, the mayor of Sacramento now, brought a representative of Ron Burkle's group with him to the league meeting. And this wasn't a complete surprise. It was a surprise to us, but it wasn't a complete surprise to the commissioner because he'd been apprised of this. But Ron Burkle has a great interest in, number one, buying the Kings and keeping them in Sacramento. And then if the Kings did relocate, he wants to buy a team and bring a team to Sacramento. So that entered a whole other element, factor into this conversation there. Here's a guy who's a billionaire, wants a team in Sacramento. It's the capital of California. Those are all really important factors to him. So now, you know, there's 2 weeks. The relocation committee members are coming out to Sacramento this week. I'm sure they'll be going to Anaheim, talking to people down there, and really just evaluating the whole situation here. And, you know, I guess the big thing is May 2nd. It's awfully late to try to relocate a franchise, among other things. I mean, it's just very, very complicated to do. Talk to a number of people who have actually done it, and that's just a really, really late time to get started. You know, you probably, let's assume there's a lockout. That would buy some time. But in terms of putting marketing staffs together, season ticket packages, season ticket staffs, moving your employees down there, you know, the longer it goes, the more difficult it becomes this year to make that move.
So is it possible they may still move, but they might still spend another year in Sacramento?
Yeah, I think that's very possible. You know, although there's a lot of thought that they just don't have the financial wherewithal to keep the team at all and that they're going to wind up having to sell within a year or two anyway. I mean, they deny that they're that financially strapped. But, you know, you keep reading these reports from Bloomberg News, and we know that they've been in talks to basically, you know, revamp their financing of the Palms, which have just taken a beating in. You know, they're really not losing that much money on the Kings or payroll. They're probably in, you know, break even or break a little bit of money here because their payroll is so low. And the one thing that, you know, to keep in mind between moving to a different arena, they own the arena here. So they every dime generated off concessions, off T-shirts, off that sort of thing, it goes to them. You know, whereas if you go to Anaheim or most of these other new buildings, you know, they're not owned by the team. They're basically operated by people that operate, you know, sports facilities. And then you get, they generate a percentage of the revenue from that person. But they wouldn't own the team. And like I said, everything they get here, every dime for parking, all that goes to them.